Yeah, that's old George Ezra giving you some green, green grass on a fresh Friday. It's the 1st of December. It is officially the last month of the year. Summer is here and the festive season is knocking. And when it comes to green, green grass, well, right now, I'm really excited to be talking about the greenest grass in town and an event that is arriving tomorrow. You must by now have heard of the Fast and the Furious. Not the movie franchise, that's the Fast and the Furious. I'm talking about the Fast and the Furious, which is a franchise in its own right. But it's a doggy escapade, a family fun day out, and a chance for you to come and stretch your legs and the legs of your fur baby along the green, green grass at Zimbali Lakes Resort, which has never been looking more spectacular than it is right now. And to give us a little perspective on how things have been going and growing and what's on the cards for tomorrow's Fast and Furious 4, I've got in the house with me the guys from Zimbali Lakes. And to welcome back to my friends on the microphone, number one, Wayne Krambeck. How you doing, Wayne?
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Mike. And really good to be back here this morning and talking a little bit about tomorrow's Fast and Furious event and some new routes. But we'll chat about that in a second. But great to be here.
It's so good to have you guys in the house. And alongside you, Dave McGregor. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, I'm doing exceptionally well, thank you. And, you know, I noticed when you say the Fast and Furious, all of us start smiling. It's just got that sort of that manner of bringing out the happiness in your body, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Fast and Furious. It just sounds proper.
It does, and you know, especially if you've experienced the last three, you kind of know what you're in for, and what a fun start to the weekend it has been in the previous iterations. This one though has got a bit of a different spin to it. And I want to kind of get into the nuts and bolts of what's different this time around. Firstly, I see with now in summer, looking at the weather we've had the last couple of weekends, I believe you've got a slightly earlier start. Is that right, Wayne?
Yeah, we do. You know, being summer, it gets a little bit warm out there, and even the little furry animals that we bring with us, you know, they feel the heat. So we've decided to start a little bit early at 7 o'clock in the morning. More excitingly, you know, we've been wanting to get guys onto our phase two part of the development, which was a little bit premature in the last couple that we've done. But now we've got all the stuff in place. We've got the golf course looking really good, golf cart paths. We're going to get the guys onto the golf course, walking on fairways through the forest areas. So there's going to be some really nice routes and some good scenic ones that everybody's going to see for the first time.
Yo, so really the green, green grass is going to be on show. So you'll be walking mostly on this soft, new, fresh green carpet of the newly laid greens, hey? Literally.
Exactly that. You know, Golf Data doing the golf course. They've put all their machines in. They've been cutting, mowing the lawns early. There's nothing like the smell of fresh cut grass, man. So that time, 7 o'clock in the morning, you can imagine, sun coming up, nice hot coffee. Old Sabuya from the coffee lab is going to be there with his famous coffee. And I think really it's just about families, about your fur babies, and about creating memories. That's what it's all about.
Amazing. So with the start time now being 7 a.m., registration obviously from a little bit earlier, from 6:30, you can arrive for a little bit of a tail wag but before things get trotting. And for those that haven't part in one of the previous Fast and Furious events, the deal is this is an invitation to you, to your friends, to your family. Everyone's invited, really. And as far as entrance goes, no entrance fee to speak of. Just bring your dog on a leash, really, if you have one.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And on the contrary, as I said, we got some coffees there, and you know, there's some ice creams for the kids when they finish up, and you know, there's some popcorn generally on offer for the kids. So it's a really family outing. There's even things for the dogs there, that the doggies can have a little lap up some nice some water and some little snacks as well. So it really, really is something that's it's not about charging entrance fees. It's about people getting out there and seeing what's happening in our great community, and specifically here at Zimbali Lake. And then there's also some great lucky prizes as well. So we do a little draw for everybody and get the guys involved at the end. and guys walk away with some nice vouchers, and we have a little bit of fun with that too.
So it's just a win. It's a rough and tumble, get your paws dirty quest through the newly sculpted golf course, over the odd hill or two, ending back at some barley sales centre to sniff out the local dog community and have a good tail wag. And that is the meeting place, Zimbali Sales Centre at Zimbali Lakes, just off the M4 opposite Hilltop. That's where registration will be taking place from 6:30, with the thing kicking off at 7. And now, just to kind of put the word out there, I've heard through the grapevine that the M4 bridge is almost ready to reopen, just ahead of the crazy festive season. Is that right?
Well, Wayne and I were down there and we had a look, and I'm happy to confirm it is back on the level.
Yo.
So that little V that used to be in the middle is gone. They've pumped it up. They're replacing all of the barriers. It's really looking good. In fact, we've heard another rumor that they may even try and open it on the 14th to try and catch that long weekend traffic. And, you know, there's nothing like that scenic drive along the coastline. And as you come over the bridge, you're going to have this beautiful sort of golf course on your left-hand side. And that's why we do this Fast and Furious. So even for those people who are going to see what the estate is like, they can't make it this time. We, you know, we're doing, this is number 4. The franchise, the film franchise, I think is up to 9 or 10, and thank goodness they're making more, because we're catching them up quickly. I mean, this event, even if you don't have a furry friend, I mean, why not just come and walk and see what we've got?
Yeah.
It's about just breathing good, clean air and having creating those memories.
Amazing stuff. And it's also, I think, incredible to see how rapidly things are progressing on the ground. And it's been like a before and after each time. If you've been at from the very first Fast and Furious to the second one, to like the noticeable increase in just how much activity and development has taken place, and 3 and 4 now, the milestones keep being ticked off. And it must be really exciting for you guys, who, you know, obviously you've been involved in this project from inception, from before, you know, there was anything physical. Now we're at the stage where the space is, it's not just a rendering on a piece of paper anymore.
Yeah.
It's 3D. It's all around you, hey?
It is, Mike. And, you know, we've got so many great happenings in the Quatacusa area. You know, it's good developments that are coming out of the ground, both north and south. You know, we call ourselves one of the bookends at Zimbali Lakes. We are the start of KDM coming out of Etiquette. And that picture that you see coming through there needs to be magnificent, you know. And as you go through, there's so many, but living in KDM, there's so many people that don't always get out and see what's happening in our own communities. And this is a great opportunity for people to actually come out and experience what's happening and why that's so good for our greater communities as well. So we really want guys to come out, and there's no pressure on it. As Dave said, if you don't even have furry friends, come along and just enjoy the day. And people love taking the other people's dogs for walks and do that. That's how we share it. You know, it's a family event. So we're really looking forward to this event and showcasing some new stuff within the development.
Well, make it a date. Put it in your calendar right now. Now and get the word out in your friend circles, because the Fast and Furious 4 is definitely on the cards. The weather's looking gorgeous for tomorrow, Saturday the 2nd of December. Registration from 6:30 at Zimbali Lakes Sales Center, and the paws get moving at 7 a.m. And take it at your own pace. You know, there's no rush. Really, you want to be taking in the scenery. And I think the fact now that you're going to have vehicles returning, moving over that bridge at the M4, that's going to be a big wake-up call for a lot of folks who haven't been aware of what's been developing. It's kind of been tucked out of view. And now I think it's going to be a big aha moment and really exciting for the new year ahead, for 2024. You guys feeling as optimistic as I am?
There's no doubt. I think 2024 is certainly going to be a better year than what we've had this year. It's been a tough year for everybody, but despite that, you know, it's still been a great year. And 2024 can only get better. And I think 24, 25, 26 look like, you listen to the economist, is certainly going to pick up all around. So we're looking forward to that. And I think the general public, everybody, is looking for a little bit of a respite in the tough times that we've experienced.
Yeah, but even so, we know that a lot of visitors coming to our coastline, a lot of folks looking for savvy investments, particularly in the property space. If you pop onto zimbalilakes.co.za, just do a little squiz around and see how many dimensions there are to this thing, to this development. In fact, the latest edition of the Life and Style magazine, which is hitting shelves in this first week of December now, will be out in all the airport lounges. There's a gorgeous spread showcasing what is in the pipeline, imminent, going to be arriving as part of the Zimbali Lakes offering. Right now, though, Dave, are there any hot recommendations that you would steer people towards as far as if they're browsing the website or on-site?
Well, definitely they need to come. You know, the one thing you need to do is come on-site, because once you're there and you experience it firsthand, that's already 80% of your decision made, because it really is that good. And I think that what we've done is we've had a look at, with all the visitors coming and our own KZN family, We've put together some very nice offerings which we're going to be promoting over the festive season to make it easier for people to come and live in their holiday destination. Now, a lot of people come on holiday, they want that feeling to linger. So Wayne and the executive team have put some really nice offerings on the table just over this festive period. So it is an easier decision. It is an easy decision, but now it's an easier one.
There you go. You can live the holiday. And, well, look, getting down to site, I think if tomorrow is your first entree to the Zimbali Lakes development, get yourself down for the fast and furriest four tomorrow morning. We'll see you there. Coffee in hand, or coffee in the one hand, dog leash in the other hand. And, guys, looking forward to walking the greens with you both tomorrow. What do you say?
I'll see you there. Don't be late.
Can't wait.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Getting you ready for that walk. Here's Dire Straits and the Walk of Life. Turn it up on your local station, 7:45 on 88 FM, and it's Friday.